Welcome back, everybody, to the Weary Travelers Podcast. You got Mike, Joe, and Jared here coming at you with a Mike Averbeck original pick.
Dog shit.
It is the third and final installment of the Cornetto trilogy. It is The World's End.
The World's End?
First of all, how are we doing this week, fellas?
Oh, I wanted to ask you, is your house for sale?
No.
I mean, is the podcast studio on the market?
Could
the,
be.
What? The original?
There's a home sign.
Yeah, it's the lot next to mine.
Oh, okay.
And that's I thought about buying it.
Yeah.
Just how so cool would that have been if Mike's house was for sale and he just didn't tell us?
Yeah, I just didn't mention it.
Yeah, pack it up.
Anyway. No, my house is not for sale. But the lot next door is, and I thought about buying it and putting in a pickleball court.
So we're keeping the studio.
Anywho, nice. This was my first time seeing this movie. So,
ever? Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me get there in a sec. I love
quick.
The other two movies in this quote-unquote trilogy. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. We've done them both, and they're both amazing. And have long since, like long-standing, been two of my favorite movies.
A great big bushy beard.
This one, so after having loved the other two, I tried to give this one a shot, and I fucking hated it. I made it through, I didn't even get to the blue guy stuff when the original time I watched this. Really? I couldn't get over how much I didn't like Simon Pegg as like the fuck up guy.
I didn't like it either.
And so I was like, it just, especially because I was coming off of Hot Fuzz where he's like the straight laced, like no nonsense guy. And he does that so much better in my opinion.
Hot Fuzz is so good.
And so I gave up on it. I just stopped watching. I was like, I think I know what this movie's about. Stopped watching it. Didn't enjoy it at all. That was years ago. So fast forward till now. And I did watch it. Knowing what I knew going into it and knowing like that the dynamic was different, it was much more like I was more engaged this time. I didn't hate it, but it is like, in my opinion, far and away the weakest of the three movies.
Very much so.
Yes.
Yeah. But a little forced.
I did. There were parts of it that I liked and we'll call those out. But you actually said something. I think you said it like, or no, sorry. It was my friend Andrew I was talking to. He said this felt like a first attempt. Like this was like their first movie they made. Because it just like didn't really work. And it was like a rough around the edges. And you're like, it does. And it's weird because it's the not. It's
should be the third best.
It should be the best, yeah. And but it could have. I feel like it could have been.
Aren't they in bars a lot in Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
I feel like they were in the same bar from Shaun of the Dead. The final shootout. The Winchester.
Yeah, the
insides felt like the same bar.
I disagree with that. I guess they went into a bunch of bars. It depends on which bar. The last one from this one?
The one where they had the big fight in with my hero.
Who's your hero?
James Bond. Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah. their teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'd have to go back and rewatch. I don't remember. I wasn't paying close attention at that point. Anyway, so I know Joe's seen it, so let's go to Jared first. So had you seen this before?
No.
Did you watch it this time?
I did watch it. I did watch it. Take it or leave it for me.
Yeah. First time, last time?
Yeah. I'd say easily.
Easily?
I like the idea of it. I feel like it could have been better.
Yeah, I do too.
Ways.
Are you pointing fingers?
Like a bag with eye holes, it could have been done better.
Could have been done better.
I mean, I wasn't like pissed off that I watched or anything. Like it was tolerable, but
yeah. I wonder if I would feel differently if it was made by somebody else with a different cast. Like if I wasn't expecting Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, I wonder if I would like it more. But I don't know that I would.
I'd never heard of it until like I Googled it and I saw those guys and like, oh, so this is
a British movie.
No, this is like, I knew they had three.
Yeah.
I knew I've seen the other two.
Okay.
But I was expecting better when I saw what it, or who was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
Mm. All right. Joe?
Same thoughts as you. I didn't like it the first time I saw it. It's good, not great. God, I love Fat Nick Frost. He's very pleasant in this movie, I think.
He's at his best when he's the dumb friend.
The slag. Yeah.
He's the dumb friend in both the other movies, perfect. He's perfect in it.
Yeah, you're right. This one he's straight laced.
I actually prefer him in Hot Fuzz. I like him as the dumb, enthusiastic guy.
Yeah.
Like where he just wants to help, but he has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
I like him as that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Paul?
Yeah.
Have you seen Paul with these guys where they find the aliens? Seth Rogen.
That's a animated movie, right?
No. They're all real people, and then Paul is he is CGI'd, but it's an alien.
Yeah.
Played by Seth Rogen.
He's got Jason Bateman in it. Yeah.
Yes, as the bad guy.
And
oh no, I've never seen that.
That's where I got the line, "You bet your fat cock I do."
You bet your fat cock.
Who's the other agent in that? Is it Bill Hader?
Bill Hader is in the movie.
Yeah, he's the other agent.
Anyway, I think I prefer Paul to this.
Ha, I'm Paul.
Anyway, any other thoughts?
No.
Okay.
I did make me want to get a beer.
Yeah.
And install one of those taps in my future house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is something that somebody called out, which since you touched on it now, the storytelling, they were talking about the storytelling that Edgar Wright does with his actual cinematography, but the pouring the three beers and then one water, like it's just really good cinematography.
Loved it.
But okay, so we can get into it. I had, so this starts off with him narrating the original Golden Mile?
Golden Mile, yeah.
Okay. Their original attempt, he starts narrating that. My first question that I had for you guys was, do you think that you have any nights from your life, even growing up, that you remember that would be like worthy of a recap like that? Of like telling this, like having a narrated story over the clips of it?
Close.
You think?
Oh, well, the first thing I thought of is in Athens last... I guess senior night, the night before graduation, we went around and did every bar.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a pub crawl. I just mean in general,
night before graduation.
Yeah,
did you walk?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god,
it looked like dog shit.
Oh man,
I had on shorts and a t-shirt. Everybody else had suits on.
Under your gown, or did you not get a gown?
I got a gown.
Okay,
nice. And
just wearing flip flops.
Didn't shave at all. I just looked like dog shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
You look better than I did at my graduation because I wasn't there. And my uncle's a professor, and he texted me, he's like, "Where are you, dude?" I was like,
"I'm not there. I'm ready for the picture."
I'm not coming.
I don't know. I don't know that I do. And maybe Anthony's bachelor party. That was fun.
It
was fun. Yeah, I liked Anthony's bachelor party. Was good. More exciting for you guys.
Oh, yeah. You stayed home.
No, I dropped you guys off, and as I was dropping you off, I got my windshield wiper broke, and then I had to go to the store and get a windshield wiper in the pouring rain, and then install it in the pouring rain and drive home. Yeah.
On your car?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of spring break
in Phoenix or whatever.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of spring break in. I redact that. But that was a similar situation. I didn't go. But if for spring break in Panama, I drove everybody to the strip club. That's when that happened.
And your windshield wiper came off?
Yeah, no, it broke and started scraping the windshield. It was my mom's van.
Oh.
And then
my god.
And I had to I had to kill it and
Were you weren't planning on just dropping people off?
Yes, I was.
Oh.
I wasn't planning on going.
Oh wow. All right.
Wow. Yeah. The wet blanket.
I mean, we'll talk this on last call, but there's literally 0 point to go to a strip club when you're at Panama.
That's fair.
I was going to the
dance.
Pool.
Does anybody want to dance?
That's fair. All right. I don't think so. Long story short.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm sure that there were. I don't remember any of them.
I don't do anything crazy fun.
I'm sure there's been plenty, actually. Now that I if I went back and there's plenty that would be not to this level. Maybe some of our we didn't get crazy enough, but I guess they didn't get that crazy at the bars.
No,
they just talked about different people dropping off.
Yeah,
But like we did the White Oak bar crawl, and like the day before Thanksgiving, like played 40 hands and then going out there. Like, but nothing really happened at those bars per se.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have an appointment with Dr. Ink?
Drink.
I am going to be using that.
That does not surprise me. I do relate to him trying to rally the troops to get shit done, though, because that is a more and more an uphill struggle these days of like trying to get everybody together for something that's not planned. Obviously, they were planning this, but like...
Yeah, you can't.
Faking your mother's death?
Or? Well, I only do that in the rarest occasions.
You talking about impromptu things?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Right. But I do like that he was just showing up to their jobs and like trying to talk them into it. Although I did write down the note, the guy that the realtor guy, I think it was Martin Freeman, was who he was showing around his house.
The Hobbit guy?
Well, yes, that guy. But did you recognize the guy he was showing the house to? The like $1 million house?
No.
He was the guy from Hot Fuzz.
Oh.
And no, and The Big Short. Oh. He's one of the like investor guys. Yeah. I love him so much.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Really?
He was in Hot Fuzz. Yeah, he's one of the Andes in Hot Fuzz, and then he was in this.
One of the Andes.
Yeah, and I like him.
And the main there's so two of the Andes are in this movie. Absolutely. Both of the Andes.
Who's the other one?
The
third guy at the end, right?
He's trying to fuck the sister. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
The Andes.
I just talk to him on a he'll struggle in it then.
I just want to rewatch Hot Fuzz.
Me too.
And when he was at AA, they show him like sitting at AA, or he was telling that story. I did like that reveal that he's like telling the story of their night out and like reliving his glory at an AA meeting. But the girl sitting next to him is Mary from Shaun of the Dead, the girl that was in his backyard that like falls on the pipe.
Okay.
I thought that was cool. I just like that they bring the people back.
I think I wrote that down, or at least I noticed that. I didn't write it down, but I did notice it.
Okay.
There's another one. There's a couple of them.
Yeah, they bring back like a lot of their people.
Shaun of the
people.
Dead, I noticed a lot of people.
Yeah.
The old guy with long hair, Basil, he was in Hot Fuzz.
Yes, he was also in...
Oh, no, it's just a bunch of junk.
Also in Harry Potter and Game of Thrones.
Whatever.
Don't care.
That guy's in a lot. Like, he has a very impressive acting resume for, like, way in the back characters.
Sliding off that.
Just a load of junk.
He looks like a fart knocker from... what's that movie? Dennis the Menace.
Oh, but shit. That's, I haven't seen that in forever.
That's the doctor from Back to the Future. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gonna eat that apple?
Ronald Reagan, the actor.
I did really like and wish to memorize the speech that Gary King gives to the landlord or the Airbnb or whatever.
What the fuck?
I know that when he walks in and gives it to the bartender, right?
Tonight we will be partaking of a liquid. I don't want to read this, but it's actually a lot.
It is a lot.
When is it?
The world said, "Leave a light on, good lady, for though we may return with a twinkle in our eye, we will be in truth blind drunk."
Yeah, when they're
receptionist.
Yeah, when they're heading out, they're telling her to not lock up.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that was a touch of terrific.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't do the whole bartender spiel every time you walk into a place. Oh, good day,
maybe a couple of weary travelers.
Yeah. Yeah. I did notice the weary travelers.
Weary travelers.
That got me going.
Was that at the end?
No, it was when he was like the
it's
second
like the
bar,
first bar,
first or second bar.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was thinking of the very end.
But I mean, he might say it again, but yeah. I loved it.
Did you have any favorite bar names? I did write down.
I didn't write them down, but I liked them a lot.
We got the First Post.
Yeah.
The Old Familiar. I love that name.
I liked that they had a name. I liked the First Post because it was the post office.
Yeah.
I like the backstory to it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The Famous Cock.
Yeah.
The Cross Hands.
They can just call that the Mike Abramson.
The Good Companions. The Trusty Servant. Nice. The two-headed dog, the mermaid, the beehive, which I think was just a nightclub, maybe?
In this.
Yeah.
Oh, where they meet the with the ginger sandwich?
Yeah, the king, the king's head.
Yeah.
The hole in the wall, which that's my favorite.
The hole in the wall?
Yeah. Butch Cassidy's hole in the wall gang. And finally, the
Smitty Backhall and the Backhall gang.
Who the fuck is Smitty Backhall?
I think the first post is my favorite out of those.
I think the old familiar wins for me.
Old familiar?
Mm. It's pretty good.
And if we need that written down on a...
We need to open a bar. Yeah. That's all we need to do.
That'd be fucking awesome.
I'm down for that.
I was just reading just a little bit of a departure. I was just reading a thing about somebody was how they were posting that the West Side needs a 50 West type.
No, absolutely, absolutely does.
And I guess that like
doesn't it have
Game Time is kind of trying to be that, but like we need like a nice game outdoor
time not win.
Big. We need to make 50 West just
that
over
50
here.
West.
Yeah.
Oh. Cuz there's a brewery in Delhi?
No, I mean like the but does it have like volleyball courts and pickleball courts and all that kind of shit? That's what we need.
What's wrong with the Winchester?
I mean, nothing's wrong with it, but
we might as well rename that the Old Familiar.
Call it the Old Familiar.
Anyway, before we even get to that and before we get to the bars, this made me want to go to England so fucking bad. Like the shot they did from like on the hill, like showing the village that they were going to.
Cool.
I was like,
cool.
I just want to go get a beer and walk around.
That was
go
cool.
See the first roundabout.
Yeah. Or he just hops it. Yeah. How about that car? That's something shit. Else. How about leaving the car registered to the other guy's name?
Bold. Awesome move.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
That's fucking hilarious. I don't like that actor.
I like him.
From
the only one we haven't mentioned yet?
Yes. The one from...
Pussy kind of walks away from all the fights.
Yeah, he was bullying. He is from Sherlock Holmes, but he has such a distinctive face and not in a good way.
Not in a good way?
It just bothers me. Like, I don't buy him as
what the
a good guy.
He's in Guy Ritchie's movie.
Isn't his name Peter in the movie?
Rock and Roll?
I think. Maybe.
I don't remember any other names.
Christ.
Yeah, I didn't. It's Gary King's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter's wife. Peter Page, Eddie Morrison.
Okay.
That's
Eddie.
I did write that. I like the delivery on this line where it was King. It was Simon Pegg, and he said, "Remember Karen Egerton, who I fucked?" he does the thing and says fucked. I just like that for some reason.
Does he do that whistle too?
I don't remember. He just goes, "That girl, Taron Egerton, who I fucked."
What was the? It wasn't the bathroom. It was.
The disabled.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
It's the handicapped bathroom.
Oh, and like it says
so they have men and women in a disabled bathroom. They went into the disabled and fuck.
I just didn't know they called it disabled. Yeah. It's pretty on the nose.
Well, it's just funny, too, because I would assume that it doesn't work if you call it the disabled. But.
Yeah. That's interesting. Let's see. Eventually, we get to some fights, right?
Yeah, hold on. Before we get there, going to Gary King's character, which I think is overacted, and I don't think Simon Pegg is a good call for this, for that character.
He had black hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was going for like the whole like... punk look. Yeah. It's just anyway, you don't have to name names, but do you know anybody that holds on to the like high school college days like that?
Joe Jackson.
Do I?
No.
I know a few people like that.
That like talk like bring up like high school.
I mean, it's tough when you're with college people. Those are the only fun stories you could really talk about.
Yeah.
Back in college.
Yeah, but like somebody that's like holding on to those days. Not just talking. I mean, we tell high school stories all the time, but like somebody that's like anchored to like, let's go do what we did when we were that age.
No. I can think of one person, but I can't even think of his name.
Yeah.
Just by the judge of his Snapchats.
I just,
I
worked with somebody at Aerotech that was like this, who were like, at the time.
Joe Campbell, nice.
We were 22, 23, 24 when I worked there. And he was our manager in his early 30s. And he just kept bringing up high school.
He's trying to relate to you guys.
Yeah, but he was. But he'd also be like, he went to Moeller and he'd be like, oh, the fucking LaSalle guy over here. And you're like, ew. I graduated college. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is my job. Like, grow up. But it was very much like a...
hold on to that rivalry.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you
really? If I run into... you went to a dog shit school? Oh,
yeah.
That's neat.
I don't. But it was funny.
So Joe does.
He'd come out and said something about Moeller and then went back into his office and Joe, I think on his phone, just turned on Glory Days.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome.
This was at Inatech?
Yeah. Before I burned it to the ground. Okay, so then, yeah, they have the fight in the bathroom.
Yeah. I don't know if it was then or later in this, but I think it is in the bathroom. Nick Frost does a jumping elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Pile driver.
Yes.
I want to say.
Yeah.
That
is awesome.
Get this man in the wrestling ring.
Before the fight even starts, I would never have done that fight, even if I was looking for a fight. When I don't know if he pushed the guy or punched him or what, but when the guy just looked at him calmly and was like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody was that calm when I was trying to fight them, I would just be like,
they know something.
Yeah, this guy's going to fuck me up. I'm not going to push that at all.
I'm warning you.
But that was why. Like, I did like that. Like, the fight was crazy. The fight scenes were generally pretty good in this.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the movie, and this is where I started getting disappointed in the movie, because they, in my opinion, they fumbled what could have been a very good movie, because it felt like they had no idea how to end it. Like, I just thought they built up a good concept and then like took it in a direction I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Which is, they had the fight in the bathroom, but then they had to like make sure that nobody else, they didn't know who knew that they knew. And they poke their head out of the bathroom.
Oh, we knew.
And they're looking, looking at the bar. And like, it was really, really well done, because they had several sets of people, not all at the same time, but like, there were like sets of three people that would all drink in unison. Like, three of them would drink together and they would set their drink down, and then three more would drink together, but like not in a row. They'd be like throughout the bar, but they would all do it in unison. And it was so weird and robotic. And you're like, this is fun. Like, I was like, oh, I like, if this is where the movie's headed, I really like this, that it's like, they don't know who is. And it's like, and it's, everything's kind of eerie and they don't know what's going on.
Felt a little tingle in your nipples.
Yeah. But then they kind of just took that. Like, they quickly got found out, and I wasn't a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
Watching all the robots run was awesome.
Yeah.
With their mouths open.
Just the way they ran.
What, like T-1000 from...
It just looked very funny.
More so
at the end of the last bit where they're hiding between the two cars and they're trying to make their way back to the beast. He says, we got to go through... They had to go through one of the bars.
Yeah. The hole in the wall.
I think it was the hole in the wall. But... I don't know. The people were just running up and down.
Yeah. It's very uncanny. Yeah. Like, it just looks that? Very strange.
Not modern architecture.
I did like the design look of that alien. Do you want to call it that?
Silver with like spindly legs and arms? Yeah. It was okay.
It was modern architecture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was
the modern architecture.
That's that exact line. Yeah. I'll be over here if you need me.
I did. I like how, first of all, I like how I'm taking us back a little bit. They're both hitting on the one guy's sister, which is hilarious. But also that she's like, all right, I'm going to pop into the bathroom real quick. And he's like, message received. It's like, in what world?
Say no more.
So I thought that was very funny.
Up and follows her to the bathroom.
Yeah, and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But I also like later when he like pulls her into the bathroom to have he needs to have a conversation about the...
Did you want to fuck?
And she's like, give it a rest. He's like, no, hold on. I actually need this. Like,
unless you really want to.
Yeah. Unless you want
to. Best bit for myself from this movie has to be when Come on.
Advertisement.
No.
Boop, boop, ba-doo.
Why is it not playing?
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it is plugged in.
Dead air.
God damn it. The Doors. Alabama song, Whiskey Bar. Ding, 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 ding. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Yeah. I do like that.
They're walking around kind of in unison to the beat of the song.
Yep.
Yeah. I could have watched that forever.
All five of them together?
Yeah.
Where they see the young crew?
Yeah, they're kind of just walking around, and it's the Doors.
I do like that the young guys, obviously we find out that they're alien, like, you know, whatever. Robots. What did they call those? Others? No.
Blanks.
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 I like that they tried to, like, give them, like, the head nod when they were out and about. And it's like, I've also been there where you're, like, you are in, like, college age and you, like, run into, like, 40-year-old guys at bars, at college bars. You're like, what are you doing here? Like, get out of here, dude. But so I like that the kids did not engage with them or react to them at all. Just like, okay.
Did it have a surprisingly fruity note that lingers on the tongue?
I like that. I do like that the bar has got like very commercialized and like they lost all their like charm.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a very real thing. Like that's why I think I fantasize about Britain, like pubs so much is because they have like character and cool names. And it's like, but then in the US, it's like, you know, everything's like a chain or like owned by a conglomerate. And it's like all kind of like cut and dry.
Yeah.
So I feel
let's
like
open
I
would, a English pub.
Yeah.
Stateside.
I mean, Cock and Bull.
Cock and Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cock and Bull is kind of that. But even, I mean, I don't know. Would you consider that a pub?
An Irish pub.
That'd be more English. No, darling, I'm English.
Are you part of the show? No, I'm English.
No, I'm English.
I'd be down to open an English pub.
That'd be sweet.
Sell bangers and mash and other terrible food.
What's wrong with bangers and mash?
Nothing. I'm just talking shit.
These are my people.
Won't you come for my bangers?
My beans and mash.
My beans and mash.
Oh, too soon. P. Diddy got canceled.
Oh.
Really?
Officially? Have you not heard all the P. Diddy stuff?
No. What? So he brought...
That's the last call stuff.
The last call? We'll get there? Okay.
I'll tell you all about it.
I need the details.
Yeah.
The dirty details.
Oh, I got them.
The done dirt cheap.
I can't do that. All right. I did like the birthmark being a giveaway of like that he's not the...
This is kind of like the thing turned comedy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wait, what? I think I missed
it. But the thing did it so much better.
Well, Jillian may have missed this.
They called him O-Man? Like Omen? Because he had a six on his forehead?
Yeah.
He had a birthmark, but then he got it lasered off. And then later, when they were in the Bowls Club, he's been like trying to get them to go along with everything the whole time. And then they like look and see that he has the birthmark again.
I don't remember that.
Okay, well, I liked that because they said that they replicate.
There's a point in this movie.
I don't think Jared watched this movie.
No,
he had punched his card already and clocked out.
Lunch.
But they said that the things replicate you based on your DNA. And speaking of which, I'll finish this thought, then move on. Anyway, so he had a birthmark, but he got it lasered off. But when they replicated him, he had the birthmark again because they did it based on his DNA. How would you feel if a whore at a club swallowed your wedding ring?
That was hilarious.
Wouldn't like that.
Did she suck it off his finger? I can't remember. Did she take it off? And
no, she sucked it off.
Yeah, sucked it right off.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
The only thing she said.
she was pretty hot.
How about jumping fences? I feel like that happens in all of these three movies.
It does. What did they jump a fence in this one or just hit through it?
I think he
does.
Doesn't he jump on it and the fence just collapses down?
Yeah, I thought so.
And then Hot Fuzz, he jumps over him really well.
Yeah, and then Nick Frost falls through it.
Oh, yeah.
And then in Shaun of the Dead, they fall over him again, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
I liked it better in the first two movies. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. First two movies
were much better.
Yeah. Yeah, the ending of this.
So they make it to the World's End. Is it? Do they have their big fight at the World's End or no? It's their Peter the Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they do their fight.
No, the bee.
The two.
Yeah, the beehive is Nick where Frost they run into Pierce Brosnan.
Grabs two chairs as weapons on his hands and then is just bashing people with it.
Yeah.
That's badass. I like that a lot.
I don't know what bar that was.
I think it was the beehive.
Oh, beehive.
Jesus, you want the whole beehive.
But I thought that was pretty badass. I also liked when he just started slamming the shots.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, you can drive, you're sober. And he just knocked the shots back.
Nope. So I could watch, what's his name? Nick Frost just run forever.
Yes.
should we put him on the running list?
Yeah. Have you seen him now?
No.
I don't want skinny.
Super skinny.
Really?
Unrecognizable almost.
I need to Google this.
Look up Nick Frost 2024. Just look up his Instagram.
I don't like when fat guys get skinny.
It's.
What, are you trying to say?
What about John Goodman? Righteous Gemstones.
No.
He's very skinny now.
He needs to be fat.
And yelling at Donnie.
Nick? Whoa. Oh, no, that's Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg has abs.
It's because he's in Mission Impossible. He's all juiced up, I'm sure.
I can't find a good picture of him.
Have you seen him? He did a... Simon Pegg did an interview with the chick from Dune, and I don't know her name, so I apologize, but it's Paul's mom from Dune, and the two of them are so electric together, and I was like, I just want to watch these two people have sex, I think.
Is she English? Or British?
Yeah, I think so. I think Irish.
Talking about. Yeah.
She's definitely from the UK.
I think Nick Frost is still fat.
Yeah.
Is he? He posts his face. I just see his face, and his face looks very skinny for still what it fat. Used to be.
Yeah, I'm seeing him as fat still.
All right. Well, I guess I was wrong. Consider that fact checked.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's lost weight. Still fat, though.
Yeah.
All right. So that being said, let's get to the end of the movie. So they make it to the bar. they go downstairs. So this is my problem. I just feel like they literally had no idea how to end this movie. And my problem was that they set up a scenario after the first fight and after them like not knowing who was what. That's very much like The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a really good, actually kind of scary movie where they're like, weighing over their head.
He said could have.
Kind of spooky.
Could have been.
But then they made them get found out right away. And then they turned it into like a chase movie that didn't make a ton of sense because they shouldn't have been able to shake them off as much as they did, as often as they did.
Yeah.
Although I did think it was really funny where they like get into the bar and he's like, they're trying to block the doors and fight people. And he's over there just like filling up his beer, trying to get his last
knocked
pint.
Out of his hand. Yeah, that was pretty clever.
So then they get found out, and then it all leads to a head at the bar at the end, at the world's end. And then it just felt like they had absolutely no fucking clue what to do from there. And they're just like, we'll just have them talk their way out of it.
Okay.
And it's like,
fuck it.
So it just felt like it was like. Like it just had, to me, it had no payoff, and it just like fell on its face.
Yeah. Talking to me?
Then the world ended.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
Jesus, man.
But I did like, there was one line which actually got a laugh out of me when they were talking to the voice or whatever the fuck it was.
A lamp or something? What do you call it?
I don't remember
either.
But he said...
miles away.
He said, to err is human, so...
Oh yeah,
and he just shrugs like he doesn't even know what his point is. He's like, oh, "To err is human, so yeah,
do with it what you
want." There you have it. No, but other than that, I just thought it like ended very poorly.
He never finished the beer. Never completed the golden mile.
Yeah. Correct. But wasn't he back doing it with the boys at the end?
Yeah, I guess so.
But he was asking for waters.
Yeah.
So
not really a golden
five
mile.
Waters.
Yeah.
Call that a white mile.
Clear?
Clear mile.
Clear mile. Yeah. 8 mile?
I'm kind of not sure what water you're drinking.
But the, yeah, it just, I didn't love it. I was looking, like, towards the end, when they were talking to Light, I was like, wait, has there been a Cornetto in this movie? Like, because I know it's the third of the Cornetto trilogy, and there hadn't been. And
what's a Cornetto?
Cornetto's a drumstick. Like, we would know it as the ice cream drumstick.
What are you fucking talking about?
Like, you've never had a drumstick ice cream?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the cone,
okay.
And it's got the
little chocolate. I thought you were talking about the director or something.
No. So, like, the...
So he had the, yeah, that Cornetto is in Dawn of the Dead. And
he goes to the shop to get a Cornetto and brings it home for him in Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
And then they go to the shop and get him and they're eating him in the
dickhead.
Cause he's fuck ugly. but so like they have him into both those, but they don't eat one in this. It only shows up as a wrapper at the end and it like blows against the fence. Yeah. And then it flies off, and it's just like, that didn't even feel good either. Like, no, that just felt wedged in there.
Because he reached for it, didn't he?
He tried to get it. Well,
yeah.
It's just a wrapper, but he was just saying that they didn't have processed foods anymore. Yeah. It was just, I don't know. None of it really landed for me.
Yeah. Go ahead and rate it.
It's flat.
You're flat. Any other quotes, anything before we end it?
I've got nothing.
No. I didn't even think it was that clever that he was hiding... He tried to kill himself, slit wrist or something like that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What?
They were like, show us that scar, and he would have had to roll up his sleeve to do so and show the.
Well, yeah, because I knew he had the. Is that what that was? Okay.
For him trying to.
I just thought it was because it was the hospital bracelet.
Me too.
But you're right. He did have bandages on that arm over there. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Clever, yeah.
Yeah, it had potential. Like, if I'm stacking this up against other Edgar Wright movies...
Can't stack it up.
Even later one. Like, I would say that Last Night in Soho was way better than this.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
And
that's not what we're saying.
I am.
Yeah, it is.
And so, anyway, I had really high hopes for this movie, and it felt very
David
short.
Driver, much better.
I think that... Yeah. Kevin Spacey is better.
The acting in it.
That
man has done nothing wrong.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
Tell that to my dead body.
But I just think that if I would have watched this one first, I think I would have liked it more of the other, like, than his other movies.
You may not have watched
But I might not have watched the other movies. That's the thing, is that, like, so I don't, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that I watched Hot Fuzz first, and I'm glad that it made me love the director.
So
but
good.
I'm sorry that this one doesn't live up to the expectations.
No apologies.
With that being said, I'm bummed that it doesn't. Mm. With that being said, I did like it, didn't love it. I'm going to give this a
6.5.
6.5. Probably first time, last time.
Yeah, definitely.
Joe, you've seen it before.
Well.
Yeah, but I made him watch it.
This was forced.
I got it.
For me, it is going to be a 5.4.
Whoa.
I don't need to rate this any further. I don't think it...
Fair and final.
I need to waste my breath.
It's totally meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
5.0 flat.
5.0. Oh,
you're flat.
He is flat.
For sure.
Do not resuscitate.
First time, last time.
Okay.
It could have been better.
We could have done.
I guess you had to have the end of the world in there, though.
I truly think that...
It's called
you
the
don't.
World's end.
Who gives a shit? I truly think that we could have... Collectively, the three of us could have come together and written a better ending to this movie.
Whoa.
Let's make a movie.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Jared? Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright would...
I got it. We can do one where I drive around really cool... And okay, you guys rob banks.
We're going to need a better car for you.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We have the perfect car.
Pull up to the Shibuya Savings Bank and the CRV.
They'll never know what's coming out.
I was just trying to do the baby driver.
I knew where you were getting at, but I do think it would be very funny if it was you on a CRV. Just playing the drums on your
CRV.
My wheel is starting to rattle.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Yeah. And we'll get to that in Last Call with Weird Travelers.
All right, yeah, that and more if you stick around. So that's going to do it for us, folks. Thanks for sticking around. If you want this party to keep going, if you want to hear about Joe's squeaky tire, head on over to Patreon and give us a subscribe. That's www.patreon.com/weirdtravelerspodcast.com. It's not talking. It's a great time. Subscribe to us. You can catch our next show. This one, unironically, is going to be a very fun show. We got a lot of traveling to catch up on. Hmm. We got some big whoops-a-daisies from Joe to catch up on.
Bug booties.
It's going to be a good time. So head on over and check us out. But if you can't do that, you can always tune in next week. And Joe, when should they tune in?
I gotta be here too. Tuesday at 7. And Jared, oh, where are we going to be, big guy?
We're going to be at the Yucatan Podcast Stand.